This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There have been missile attacks against several cities in Ukraine this morning, including Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. This after the bombing of a key bridge connecting Russia to Crimea, a territory it annexed. The AP's Donna Warder.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky posted video on social media today showing burning cars and damage in the center of the capital of Kyiv. They were the first strikes in Kyiv in 4 months, and an emergency services spokesperson tells the AP there are dead and wounded. I'm Donna Warder.
At least 8 people were killed in just one of the Kyiv strikes, according to early reports from Kyiv. There are also reports of explosions in a number of other locations in Ukraine, including the cities of Lviv and Kharkiv. North Korea says it's sending a warning to its enemies. That's how state media explains a recent barrage of missile launches. The AP's Karen Shamas with what the South Koreans said over the weekend.
South Korea's presidential spokesperson Kim Un-hye emphasized the importance of outside support. We will continue our efforts to protect our people through trilateral security cooperation between South Korea, the U.S., and Japan. Seoul warned that Pyongyang's consecutive provocations will deepen its international isolation and impact its already faltering economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Security Council is considering what to do to help free Haiti from the grip of armed gangs. The options reportedly include the immediate activation of foreign troops. At least 22 people are dead in Venezuela after a landslide fueled by flooding and days of torrential rain. Dozens of people are missing. Gas is $3.92 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Telemedicine became very popular early in the pandemic. Now, says the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Alliance for Connected Care, which advocates for the use of telemedicine, says nearly 40 states and Washington, D.C. have ended pandemic emergency declarations that made it easier for doctors to use video visits to see patients in another state. Now hospitals are warning doctors not to practice medicine in a state where they don't have a license. Some states, like Virginia, have created exceptions for people who have an existing relationship with a physician, and a few, including Arizona and Florida, have generally made it easier. But doctors say the patchwork of rules has led some to shut down out-of-state telemedicine entirely. I'm Ben Thomas.
Now to the movies. The number one weekend movie was Smile, followed by Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. Amsterdam came in at number 3, followed by The Woman King and Don't Worry, Darling. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.